Hey there, retailers, and welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Today, we're going to talk about investing in ourselves, in our own personal growth. It's crazy, but it's going to shift your mindset, I think, and help your business move forward. What is the story that you're telling yourself? That is something that my business gurus have asked me. I've had mentors ask me that question. What is the story that you're telling yourself? Ugh, it's a heavy one. I hate that question because I don't always have the answer, but sometimes we have to deep dive into that. So we're going to deep dive into a little bit of what the business challenges are that we are facing right now and how we're going to be kind of smiling and laughing at those a year from now. So think about that. A year from now, what we're facing right now isn't going to be as humongous as it feels right now in the business world. I promise you, it's going to be easier for us. Stick around. We're going to get to it. Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Before we get started, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my new course called Retail Made Simple. It's a retail course just for creative shop owners. It's a 4-week success path for creatives just like you. You know, smart, creative, ready for a little more ease, maybe some more profits, have a little more fun with your creative business. I work with creative shop owners all over the world every day, and I've put together this 4-week course because there was nothing like this when I was a shop owner. Nothing. There was nothing. I put it together because it's what I wanted and what I needed when I was trying to build my business skills. So the doors are open from August 24th into August 27th, and it's the last time that we're going to be doing it this year. So I would really love to help you finish 2020, this crazy year that we have, strong. I would love to see you going into 2021 confident, clarity with new, cool business skills that you feel really good about. Again, I've put this course together. There's resources, there's tools. We're going to talk about the math and all the hard stuff, but we're going to do it together. So I, again, put this together for creative shop owners. It's a 4-week course, guided course with me. Actually, you can do part of it on your own, but you have me there to support you all the way through. And I just want to invite you to join that. So that's the Retail Made Simple for Creatives. It's a success path for creative shop owners. And the doors are open from August 24th until the 27th. And I would love, love, love to see you there. If you want more information about the Retail Made Simple course, you can check out my website at wendybatten.com, or it's here in the show notes. If you're looking through, you'll see the link for it. So I'd love to see inside. But okay, let's get on to the meat of this podcast today. I am excited to talk about this. This is a topic that lights me up. And if you are a coaching client of mine, if you are in my inner circle or in my mastermind groups, you know that this is a topic near and dear to my heart. Okay, my friends, are you investing in yourself and your personal growth? There's a direct line to your business growth, to those of you that are investing in your personal growth. When we signed up to be entrepreneurs, we signed up for deep personal development. We are always learning. We are always shifting and changing. If you learned a new skill to become a hobbyist, maybe you're a painter or a creative, you had to learn the skills to become that. Even if you were naturally gifted at it, there's still tons of courses I know you took. There's tons of training, maybe YouTube videos. There's all kinds of things that we have learned and we've developed and we've grown skills for. And business development and personal development is one of those things that we just need to always be doing. It's just, and there's a never ending. It's never ending. It's going to always continue. I want to share a little story about one of my clients. She came to me not that long ago, and she was really where she was with her business was that she was busy. Her shop is busy, but it was super overwhelming to her. Like, it's too busy. she was busy also, but not profitable. She kept saying, she said her email to me was, "I'm busy, but broke." That was the subject line, busy, but broke. So we had a coaching session together and, you know, I pulled some things from her and, you know, we talked about the fact that she started her side hustle hobby business, maybe like you guys did, or a lot of you have, and she had a vendor space, booth space at first, and she learned her skills and she honed her ICA. She had her ideal client. She built a reputation. And I asked her, I said, "Was that hard?" And she said, "Yes, it was so hard." And then she took the big leap and quit her corporate job, her 9-to-5 job that she hated. And she jumped into becoming a full-time retailer. So she went from hobbyist to opening her doors of a retail business. I think 4 years ago. 4 years ago, she opened her retail business. Now, you're listening and you're a retail owner. You know, there were a lot of hoops to jump through. She did not just quit her job, open the doors. That's not how it works. We have to learn new things. There's lots of big, hard, scary things through that whole process, right? There's times when you want to quit. There's times when you second guess. There's times when you wonder if you're doing the right thing. There's times when you're just feeling dumb because you don't know the next thing to do. There's times when you don't know who to reach out to. There's also imposter syndrome set in for her. It also has set in for a lot of, like for me and for a lot of other people. And that means, you know, wondering if they're good enough to do that. But she pushed through. So she's been running her business for 4 years. I mean, these are big, hard, scary things, right? If you're a paintpreneur, which she is, that's, you know, a creative that sells paint and DIY studios. She had to learn to teach. She said she was an introvert. So she had to learn to come out of her shell and she had to learn to teach. I said, "Was that hard?" She's like, "Oh my gosh, it was so hard, Wendy." She's like, "It was one of the hardest things." And then we started talking about Facebook Lives. And I said, "Was that hard?" She's like, "Oh yes, that was such a hard thing. It was like, oh my gosh, I had to push myself to do my first Facebook Live." I said, "It was a big, hard, scary thing," right? It was a really big, hard, scary thing. So she fast forward a little bit and she built her Facebook audience. She built up her clientele. She built up her reputation like you do and like she was doing. And this is not easy. And if you're listening and you're in that position, you know, this doesn't just happen. It's not just happen. They're all big, hard, scary baby steps. Like one foot in front of the other, learning something new. These are entrepreneurial skills that you are learning, something you didn't know before. And now you're learning. And when she came to me and we looked at her business and, you know, I said, "You need to take some more big, hard baby steps." And she's like, "Oh, I don't want to." And she was ready for more business skills. So she needed to start implementing systems into her business. She needed to have better systems with her team, her staff. She needed to learn her numbers like a lot of us do. I didn't know my numbers when I say don't know the numbers, it's not the cash in the till. If you've been around for a while, if you've coached with me, you know that I was at that same position that she's in, you know, just busy, but I didn't really have a handle on my numbers. A lot of my clients don't have a really good handle on their numbers. That was something that she had to learn the math, as Wendy Joanne's from WeJo says, "I had to learn my math from you," you know, so she had to learn the math. She had to learn how to dial in her numbers so she could apply the proper marketing, so she could find like some more time in her day. You should not be winging it at this stage, right? She needed that next baby step. She was ready for the business skills, but she wasn't ready for the business skills. And her answer to me was, "I'm not good at the business stuff. I just feel stuck. I'm just not good at it." So that's the story she was telling herself. That's what I mean when I say, what is the story you're telling yourself? Whatever stage you're at, what is the story you're telling yourself? This client of mine was telling herself that she was not good at the business stuff, but I beg to differ. She had been doing, from a hobby to opening the doors to, you know, learning social media, to leaving her corporate job, to running and merchandising and customer service and hiring staff and all of the things and the billions of things, as you guys all know, that go in between there. She'd already done all the business stuff, but for whatever reason, the story she was telling herself was that she was not good at the systems and the back end stuff. And I hear that all the time. I was that person. I was the person as well, too. If you heard any episode 2, I think I talk about, you know, learning to be the CEO of my business. Episode 1, I share my background and my story. We've had other episodes in the podcast that I share, you know, that there was nobody, there were no tools, there was nobody around, there were no groups to talk to way back in the day when I was trying to develop my business skills. And I just wanted to take the next baby step, and she needed to take the next baby step too. So if we want our businesses to grow, we have to just keep moving forward. You have to keep doing the next hard, scary thing. So you can totally do it as well too. So one of the things, and I'm going to bring you through the exercise that I brought her through as well too, just so we could narrow down what it is, like where's the bottleneck? I mean, she was overwhelmed. She was working 7 days a week. She wasn't seeing the profits she should have been seeing. I mean, she was taking a paycheck a little bit, but she just didn't feel, for as busy as her shop was, for as busy as she was, there was not an ROI on that. It just wasn't feeling good. She was missing living a creative life that she sort of started this whole business for. So I'm going to give you a few steps and things that I walk some of my clients through when we get to this stage of like, what's the next right step? So the first thing is, what's feeling really heavy? So brain dump, take a blank piece of paper and start brain dumping. What's feeling heavy in your business, or where are the bottlenecks? Take a piece of paper for a week, and every day, what was the crappy thing that took forever, that was stupid, that you did today? You know, what's feeling heavy? What do you not like? What could make things better? Like, you know, if you start thinking about all these things. And then the next part of that is, what systems could you put in place? And I know systems sound fancy, my friends. Systems just are lists and breaking things down into patterns, and so that you can repeat them. Wash and rinse and repeat. We say rinse and repeat. What can we rinse and repeat? Today, I was talking to a client who has been growing her Facebook Live sales, and they're getting crazy. Like, they're getting busier and busier and busier. And she said, you know, they're just taking so long after. And, you know, the system that she put in place when she was doing one a week and had a few clients was not working for her as she moved ahead to several a week and lots of sales on her Facebook Live sales. So we backtracked and we said, well, what's happening? And she said, well, people are repeatedly saying this. And I'm like, okay, let's find a simpler way to communicate that to them. Or, you know, we started talking about different ways and things and apps and different ways we can systemize things. So it's really just identifying where the problems are and what worked at one point, not necessarily going to work in the future, right? So we're always shifting and pivoting. As we get busier, as we grow, as we do, things are going to change. They say, what got you here is not going to get you there. There are no truer words. Even your skills or your product lines, I mean, everything has to be changing, right? We change up our merchandise, you know, every season, or, you know, we change up the window, we change up our products, we change up our displays. We need to change up the way we do things as well as we grow, as things grow. So the second part of that was getting, like, thinking about what could be streamlined, what could be systemized. And then the next thing is thinking about, what is the next right step? Just one thing. Just what is the next right step? It's going to be staring you in the eyes. I'm sorry, but it is probably going to be staring you in the eyes. So what is the next right step for you to help with whatever category that is the bottleneck or the thing that's feeling the most heavy for you? What's the next big, hard baby step you need to take is really the question, right? I mean, what is it that you need to do? Who do you need to reach out to? What step do you need to take? What, you know, what support do you need? Who do you need to hire? What do you need to drop? What do you need to simplify? There's one thing there. There's one thing on that sheet. There's probably several, but what is the next one thing that you need to do to get that confidence back in your business, to invest in yourself? And this is where, you know, being a confident retailer, being a confident business owner, is going to help you thrive. So if you hone on your business skills, hone up your business skills, if you make those baby steps and those, you know, where you say you're not good, or the story you're telling, you might be telling yourself is you're not good at the business stuff, and you flip that script and you say, how can I become good at that business stuff? Or how can I become better at this or that? That will flip the script, that will shift your mindset, and you will take the next right step. So I am inviting you to join my Retail Made Simple if business skills are your next right step. I am so dedicated to seeing retailers become confident, become confident in the decision-making and in the way they run their business. I mean, I want to see you simplify. This course, we simplify everything. We're going to build business confidence. We're going to build clarity. We're going to build, you know, we're going to build your skills no matter what level you're at. We also do this in a 4-week course with other people, other retailers, other paint printers, DIY studio owners, booth space owners, all kinds of creative shop owners who are in this group who are going through it with you. So they get it, right? Like they, just like maybe the first time you did a Facebook Live, your neighbors probably didn't care, but all your fellow retailers probably cheered you on and they, you know, gave you tips and supports, or at least I hope that's what happened for you. You know, inside my inner circle, when a retailer does something, you know, we're all trying to support them because we get it. Inside my Retail Made Simple course, we get it. So we do it together. And you have access to me for 4 weeks of training. The whole course is delivered to you via video, so you can do it whenever you want, while you're painting, at midnight, whatever, whenever you want. But we meet inside the group. We meet on coaching calls if you want. I'm there for you for the entire 4 weeks of this course. So I want to remind you that the challenges that you're facing today, that you are going to laugh at them later, the business challenges, I don't know about everything else we're going through right now, but I promise you, going through them with other people and honing your business skills is going to make you feel freer. It's going to give you more ease. Don't we all need more ease? It is really possible, I promise, pinky swear promise to you, to have more profits, to see more profits. If you know your math and we start, and I promise, we teach the math like me to you. I'm not a business numbers guru person either. Had to learn the math, and I'm going to explain it to you from me to you. But it is possible to have more profits in that business and less stress and overwhelm. And if stress and overwhelm are two things that you're dealing with on a daily basis, we need to talk about that. We're going to help you with systems. We're going to talk about planning inside there. We're going to talk about how to take care of yourself as the CEO and how to put that CEO hat on. And if you're rolling your eyes about the CEO thing, my friend, you are a CEO. If you are running a business, you need to think of yourself as a CEO so you can create this beautiful, you've already created this beautiful business, so you can create a future business and go strong. I am so determined to make sure that we finish strong in 2020. Kick this year in the butt and we finish strong. We finish 2020 strong and happy, right? I think retailers, we built these beautiful businesses so that we could have profits and so we could have a life. And I want to see you have a profitable, creative, happy life. That's the happy part we don't talk about a lot, but that's what I want. I want to see people happy. So I hope that makes sense for you. And if it's not my course that you take, that's fine. If that's not the next right step for you, that's fine. But the next right step for you, please take action. If I can support you in any other way, if it's not the course, I do coaching one-on-one. I have an inner circle. I can help source other coaches maybe for you, or other support or tools that you might need, please reach out. My contact information, or you can reach me through my website. It's wendybatten.com. It'll also be in the show notes. The information that you need will be there. I am, again, dedicated to helping creative shop owners thrive, especially through this time. And this course is not new. We've had this course, The Retail Made Simple, which is the success path for creative shop owners. We have had this course running for a year. We've had 78 retailers run through it. We've only opened the doors twice before. And I am going to tell you the magic that I've seen happen with the retailers that have taken it. And you can see some of those testimonials over on the page on my website. I'm super proud of the results that they have. It has just dramatically changed some retailers' business. And I'm hoping the same for you. So if that is helpful to you, please reach out. Again, it's wendybatten.com. You can find our information here in the show notes. I would urge you to join us. We have some great bonuses that go with the course as well. So the doors are open until Thursday. So you only have until Thursday, August 27th. And then the doors will be closed and we will not be opening it again until 2021. And I really want you to finish your year strong. And I want you to have that clarity. And I want you to take the next right baby step. Even if it's a big, hard, scary thing for you, remember you've already conquered. You've already done tons of big, hard, scary things. You've taken all the steps to get where you are. And I want you to switch that story that you're telling yourself to being one of, I can do it. And just flip the script. I'm not good at the biz stuff. I'm good at the business stuff. And let's find some clarity for you. So thanks so much for listening today. Please leave a review. I read every single one of them. It helps us immensely be found by other creative shop owners. And I just love hearing what you think of the podcast. And please let me know if there's any other topics you want us to talk about. I am an open book. I would love, love, love to be able to support you in your retail business. So talk soon, guys. We'll see you on the next episode. Oh, we have a great next episode. We have a fantastic guest. We're going to be talking about sales and it is going to make you so happy. It's so good. So I can't wait to share our special guest with you. So we'll see you then. Bye, guys. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.